is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. In the New York pop art movement of the mid-20th century, there was Robert Rauschenberg, then Andy Warhol, and then Alex Katz. Unlike his predecessors, Katz is still alive and working at age 82, and he has a new retrospective of screen prints here in Boston at the MFA running through July.
Katz is known for his portraits, mostly of friends and colleagues in the New York art scene. But there's been one other constant thread through his long career, landscapes of the Maine coastline, which he fell in love with as a student at the Skowhegan School of Art in 1949. So much so that he and his wife bought a summer home nearby.
In Lincolnville.
What's it like?
Oh, it's sort of what we call a rural slum, basically. It was a little hamlet that collapsed with the sailing industry.
I toured the exhibit with Katz a few days ago. Almost all of his main paintings are scenes of or from that house in Lincolnville. What kind of house is it?
It was originally a rum store that was moved on the foundation in about 1800. So the house was a couple hundred years old anyway, and then they added on to it. So it looks like a cape, but it's really not. And it's kind of small and not very well built.
And you spend every summer there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Tell me about this piece over here called Forest.
Forest is a bunch of poplars right outside the barn. And I just looked at them. The light was hitting them fairly early in the morning. And it was like a very lively-looking scene, so I made it into a painting.
It's so green.
Yeah, it's a great green.
Could you describe this piece for us?
It's sunset, three stages of the sun setting. Recently I did a bunch of sunsets.
Well, as you can tell, Katz can be a man of very few words, but that's not because his work isn't worth talking about. Here's curator Edward Saywell.
When you look at his images of Maine and the landscape, you really get a sense of how he captures the sense of light, the sense of shadow and reflection and silhouette that we all see. And he does so in a way that captures very specific moments, as the beautiful triptych of twilight, for example, a moment that can literally be gone in just a minute or two. But Katz is able to freeze that moment in a really quite wonderful way over the course of three color screen prints, where once in the first print there's this beautiful luminescent orange glow just above the horizon line. By the last print, it is this very beautiful, deep, rich, dark blue as night comes in.
It's striking to me how subtle the difference is across the three prints. You know, it's like we're looking at 5 minutes.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's literally it. I mean,
it's so ephemeral.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's frozen a moment. And I think you really hit the nail on the head when you say ephemeral, because many of the works, whether it's Twilight or a series of works which are called Black Brook, this stream which runs through his main property, really capture the most ephemeral glancing of moments, a particular reflection on the water or the sun just setting.
When you go up to Maine from Boston, I always feel like it's amazing how much it suddenly looks different. You know, 2.5 hours, mm-hmm. and the color of green is different. And yeah. I don't know if it's maybe just because we're going into coniferous forest. I don't know if it's that the air is less polluted,
yeah.
but the green is deeper and the sky is somehow sharper and
yeah.
clearer.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that in these pieces.
Yeah, there's a wonderful quote, actually, that Katz has said, and I quote it, "It was at Skowhegan that I first got involved with the Maine light, which is richer and darker than the light in Impressionist paintings." And I think you see this conundrum of a light that's richer and darker in many of his works, that when you look into the prints of the forests and the woods, he's really capturing that beautifully dappled quality of the light that can be dark, but it's also incredibly rich. And then when you look at how he is, to be honest, walking a tightrope of abstraction and figuration, the way that the light falls and plays across the surface of water or a night sky, it really just underlines how evocative these works are and his ability to capture an incredibly quickly changing quality of light.
That's MFA curator Edward Saywell. And there you have it.
If you don't have a house in the Maine coastline to escape to this summer, head to the MFA to see the prints of Alex Katz. Believe me, they take you there. The exhibit is open now and runs through July 29th. More information plus scans of many of the works we just talked about at radioboston.org.